And we are live. Welcome to Winning Mood, short, sharp, strongest super coach and punting advice for the week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod, where we've had 7 straight years of winning tips and counting. And he is Tim Moody, the 2021 Australian Super Coach Champion. And we are live every week to share as much as we can with each other and with you guys. And hopefully you guys interact with us as well. And all in under 20 minutes. Timmy, how are you?
I'm good, man. I like you added Australian Supercoach Champion to that title. The Australian part makes it sound even better. You know, it's like a
I feel like I'm taking away from you, actually. I didn't mean to say that, because you are the Supercoach Champion of the world. Let's not get it twisted.
The NRL. New Zealanders play it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the number one NRL or rugby league competition in the world. Yep. And how many people would have been in it? Over 100,000?
Oh, there was 140,000 by the end of it last year. I think, you know, maybe a good 80,000 member probably are legitimate sides, and then the rest of them might be sort of a few bodgy sides that come in towards the end of Supercoach. But that's a story for another time. 000,
but who's counting? Now, mate, the first thing I want to ask you is a bit of advice for people that might be having a tough season. We can't all win it, and we can't all be in the running to win it. And I feel like at the start of the season, we're all upbeat. I know I was excited, enthusiastic, especially when your team's going well. But when your team's struggling, you sort of go, oh, what's the point? Why do I bother? So, but you've played for years, so I'm guessing you've had bad starts before. What's your advice to keep people keen and interested?
Yeah, look, I've had bad starts before. There was one year I sort of was struggling, ended up making it into the top 1,000. I think it was like 780th or something like that, which was a massive achievement for me. I was really proud of that, and I just stuck with it after having probably a similar year to how I've started this year. So I'm still ranked 20,000th, which is, to me, that's a nightmare. You know, I pride myself in being very good at this. And, you know, obviously, I won it last year, so I've got a lot of pressure on myself, which is self-imposed. And, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've addressed what those mistakes are. I've tried to correct a lot of those things. For people that are struggling, I get it, because it definitely doesn't feel as good when people are on the social medias or you're talking to your mates at work and you get, you know, you don't have the bragging rights. It does suck. So Supercoach is one of those things you've got to ride the roller coaster with it. I like to think of Supercoach as a marathon. So doesn't matter like where you are right now. It matters where you finish at the end. Secondly, I also try to apply for the punters out there, and this is a punting page, a poker strategy. So at a tournament, you know what I mean? You've got a chip and a chair. We've got our chips. We might not have many at the moment. We can build them up. And those people that have got big ones at the moment and got big scores can easily, you know, make some plenty of mistakes along the way. So it's more about just trying to minimize the mistakes we make along the way. Like, I've made plenty so far.
I love that analogy. So what, your 20,000th or so, do you have a goal? Like, if you could still finish top 1,000, would that be, or is that starting to get out of reach? I'm 90,000. So what do you think I should be aiming to try and get in my first season?
Look, aim for the stars, shoot for the sky or something like that. Look, I still want to aim for first. You know what I mean? It's a bigger challenge for me than last year. This time last year, I think I was in about 500th place. So it was smooth sailing. I probably would have been in a much better position had I captained the person I was going to stick with all week, but I made a rash decision. We'll talk about that later. There's plenty of weeks to go. The guy in first, for instance, if I, over the next 4 weeks, score better than him, you know, I'm pretty much around it, you know what I mean? So, look, you just got to – it's about – realize it's a long game. Forget about what's happened. Keep your chin up and look for ways to get ahead.
That's it. So 1 week at a time. So let's talk a little bit about round 4. So what were your big moves and how did it all pan out?
So, yeah, my moves last week, I brought in Harry Grant for Reid Marnie, and I brought in Cam Munster, got rid of Luke Keary. Cam Munster had a bit of a shocker compared to all the rest of the Storm boys. Didn't really have to do much, but look, I'm still happy with what I see from Cam Munster. I think he's going to have a great year. He'll average well. I think Dylan Brown looks like a great competition for him as well. I think we might have a little bit missed the boat on him. You could probably still jump on him if you want, but that's something I'm going to discuss a little bit later as well with you as a bit of a strategy chat. And yeah, they were my moves. My biggest problem was that I was planning to captain Pappenhausen. I had it on him all week with no any thought to change it, except for the fact I thought, oh, look, you know, better start making sure I leave no stone unturned. Let's look at the weather. So I've looked at the weather. I don't read a weather report very well. I just look at the emojis. It said there was going to be cloud and rain in the picture. Someone pointed out to me that, you know, there was bugger all millimeters of rain, so I don't need to learn to read it. So that stuffed me, but you learn from your mistakes. So I'm now learning. I'm focusing a lot on weather reporting and how to read a weather map. So let's see how I go throughout the year. Other than that, yeah, man, look, not a great week. 1,220 I scored. Moved up a little bit. I think it was about 2,200th and 22,000th. Now I'm 20,000th. So just a little jump for me.
I'm putting your team up on the screen as we speak. So who was your captain last week instead then? Was it Teddy?
I captained Teddy, yeah. I had a feeling that he might be the better option than if Pappenhausen was going to be stuck in the rain. But then come Sunday, I looked at, you know, whenever Pappenhausen played, it might have been Saturday, I think. And it was clear as up there. So that was painful. I knew it was going to be big too. So that was a
field
day. Terrible watch.
Yeah, I mean, you're still glad you have him in your side, Pappy, because he's looking absolutely insatiable. And, of course, he had four tries on Sunday. And he just looks like the player that was tearing the NRL apart early last season. Now we look ahead to round five, mate. So we'll play, as we do every week, we'll play squad game, red light, green light. And I'd like to hear who your eye is on in terms of who you're looking to pick up ahead of round five and also who you might be wanting to dump off.
Okay, so first of all, I'm very convinced I'll be getting rid of Amone from the Dragons. He's been dropped. He's on the bench. You know, he scored negative one last week, which is a bit awful. He's about to be losing money, which we don't want as well. So I'm going to sell him for cooler at bottom price, who's going to make some money. I'm probably not going to play cooler this week because I have read the weather map a little bit closer and there's a lot of millimetres at that Newcastle game. So I don't think it's going to be suited for his conditions. I might look for, you know, playing a forward like Max King or something instead of him as one of my reserves. I think I'm only going to make those trades this week. I'm not going to panic too much and try and chase, you know, and make too many out wildish moves. But there's plenty of people that we can discuss on the must pick up, must disregard segment we've got coming up after that. There is a lot of people that you can buy at the moment. There is so many options, which is great for Supercoach. It makes the competition so much more vast, whereas I felt last year it was everyone just got this guy and occasionally you either went this guy or that guy. And it was either getting that this guy or that guy sort of A or B decision right. Now there's like A to F decisions. So look, I think people should be considering the following players, and I'll give you a quick little wrap on each one and why. Harry Grant, he's about to go up in price. He's BE's low, it's his third game. He's the out-and-out best. I think you just need Harry Grant in your hooker. Unless you've got Cook, you can probably ride him for a little bit longer and go to Harry a bit later. Talakai, I'm kind of keen on the eye test. I go off eye test hard. Last week, he killed it. He was just giving everyone nightmares. No one could tackle him. It was ridiculous. So he has jumped in price. He's still going to make money. So he might be a good 2 to 3 week play and you could sell him to someone else. So I kind of like still picking him up. Now, this is something I wanted to discuss. Munster, Cody and Dylan Brown. You can't have them all, but I think a way for people who are moving up in the ranks that are maybe like 5,000 upwards up to like that top number one rank, they need to start trying to consider getting two gun 5.8s in. And I think if you've got Munster, I'd probably look at going Cody over Dylan Brown just because of his run. Cody hasn't been performing, but when Cody gets this run each year that he has, he always has killer scores. Dylan Brown's been great and I think he'll be fairly consistent, but I think Cody's going to pip him. So if you want to get a bit of an upper edge, I'd probably take the risk versus reward and go with Cody on that one. But I don't mind having
carry on talking about 5.8s. I think Bunnies have come through a brutal stretch of opponents that would have suppressed Cody Walker's scoring. So it could be a good time to pick him up now and the Rabbitohs might put some scores on. One guy you didn't mention then, is Jerome Luai get a look in? I think he might have a spot on my team. And my logic was get him because he'll play a bigger role at least until Cleary comes back.
Yeah.
But he's not in that same echelon of 5.8s.
He was great to start the year last year. He sort of went unnoticed and was scoring quite well. Then after Origin, he had a massive like fall in his Supercoach scoring and involvement. I definitely wouldn't, at the moment, just the way things are looking, I would definitely be considering only Munster, Cody Brown. Munster, Cody Walker, and Dylan Brown. Yeah, so, but look, I'm not going to be rushing to get two of those. I've still only got the one. I've only got Munster. I'm still going to let Ilias and Schneider make a little bit more money. I'm not going to be, you know, trying to get every little last dollar out of them, but going to be a little bit more patient. Some other names I want to move on to. Taylor May, you have to get him. He's in a little bit of trouble. He's facing court in May. You may see some stuff on the news about that, but he looks like he's got the green light to play. He's going to make a lot of cash, so I'd still go him. It's worth the risk.
And you called that 2 weeks ago, really, and he's scored highly the last 2 weeks, so that was definitely a good heads up.
Cooler, important to pick up. He'll go up in price, bottom dollar cheapy. It is actually his third game, so he played the first game for only a 4 coming off the bench, but when he had a full game last week in centre, he scored quite well. So he still has a negative BE. So if people want to wait, they can, but they're going to pay a little bit more for him next week. I'd encourage him to go this week, get him a bottom dollar. Bo Formel's interesting. He's available now. Last week he was very popular. He was unavailable late because of COVID. People can pick him up. He's a good, still making money. If you don't have Pappenhausen and you do have a Turbo in your side, you need to get Pappenhausen in. He's a must-have. He's going to be the best fullback for the next, so be it, for Supercoach until I'd say Turbo returns and comes back into form.
And that's so at least a month away. It could be 6 weeks. Yeah.
So you need to get Pappenhausen in as a priority because it's such a key position, the fullback. I want to talk about some pod positions in the CWT.
Pod is point of difference, so players that not everybody might have.
Exactly, yep. So ones I'm really keen on, particularly, is Tupu from the Roosters. He's probably not as poddish, but kind of poddish still. He's very reliable, has good base. When he does score a lot of tries, he can go big. Wagga Blake, very, very under the radar, 1% ownership. He looks great on the wing. He's bulked up, a lot different player on the wing and for the Eels. I like it. He doesn't have to worry about passing the ball or
not passing it.
Yeah, not passing the ball. He can just do his thing. And, yeah, he was giving me Rudd Ravdor vibes last week, the way he was beast mode. So I really like the look of him if you want to go super pod in Wagga Blake. Also, other good options as centers is Lomax, Campbell Graham, juicy option as well. Gay guy's a little bit expensive, but you can rely on him week in, week out. So there's some people I'd consider. People I'm moving on, I've got a much smaller disregard list. I'm going to get rid of Staggs. I've decided I've been very patient with him. You can only be patient for so long. He's what's made me fall quite a fair bit behind him and a few other people I've been patient with. The likes of Cobbo also. I think I'm going to hold Cobbo. I wouldn't discourage people from selling him, but I'm not going to play him until he improves. So I'm going to probably leave him on my bench, no reserves. AFB, I'd look at selling him as well. He's sort of an extended bench. I just don't think you need to spend big dollars on AFB in the prop. I think it's pretty much Payne-Haas and then cheap guys or mid-rangers.
But on that note, you were just saying before we went live that Payne-Haas could be in a spot of bother. And people have heard the news too, but repercussions. We don't know if he could miss time. And that would be impactful because he's one of the highest priced, you know, forwards across
the league. Keep it close. It looks like he will miss either one or two games, seeing what the NRL hand down to him. It could even be this week. So pay attention to it. It's the third game. So it's the second game on the Friday night. So we get a pretty good indication early if we need to play our reserve guys instead of Payne-Haas. I wouldn't sell him if he's not playing, and I wouldn't sell him if he's out for only one or two games either. Plug him and hold him. You wouldn't waste the trade getting him out and having to try getting back in at some point. Another person I do want to mention is Cleary. So now, if you're someone like myself, ranked 20,000th or ranked 80,000th, like our boy over here, Jacob, look, you can do something drastic. I would say this is for the punters. You could go early on Cleary. He's going to lose some money, so you can pick him up cheaper in a couple of weeks, which is also beneficial. But he's got the Dogs this week. He could have a blinder. I could see him scoring, you know, a 100 to 150. But then again, there's a lot of high risk. He wasn't involved as much. He missed quite a few tackles as well with that shoulder. So I'm a little bit concerned that he's a little bit cautious. He might not hit the ground running as much as I thought he would. But if you wanted to take a massive punt, you could end up trying to find a way to get Cleary into your side this week and try and beat people who go on it early. I'm going to be patient and not do it. I'm not going to freak out and start doing anything too drastic myself. Playing the long game, being patient, and hoping to call back.
And we've hit the 5-minute warning to make sure we come in under 20 minutes. As I can see, some people are already commenting. Colin there with Mulatalo. Zane has gone Ramey. And these guys are getting in early. They already know that if you comment the last try scorer in the Sunday footy game, which is Tigers Sharks, and the minute, which is a tiebreaker, we give away a jersey a week. And that is between the comments on this video and the tripod preview, Facebook and YouTube. Timmy, well, I've got a really quick yes-no question for you for two players. So you already mentioned Amone, so he's got to go. You punch him.
I'd get rid of him.
Even though he could be back in the team in a week.
Could be, but he's not that interesting. And yeah, from what we've seen.
The other guy, Sloan. Tyrell Sloan's kind of in the same boat. Dropped last week, reserves this week, but high upside.
For his value, I'd cut him too. Just for his values, $400-something. Yeah, it hurts. Sometimes we get them wrong. I'm doing the same with Stags. You just got to sort of, it might work out later on, but you got to play what you see. You can only be patient for so long.
He's ruthless, but he is the king. All right, Timmy, take people through the anytime try scorers. 2 out of 3, bad. Last week, we had Billy Smith. He he was ruled out, and that meant that we couldn't win, so the bet got voided. And in the end, Stags, speaking of him letting us down, did not score on Saturday, so it saved us a loss. So we got our cash back. So we've still got one win from three.
Got our money back. No,
and dramas. We're going to find a winner this week. Which players are going to get up there?
Week. I'm surprised with the value you've been able to squeeze out of Tristan here. I wanted to play a safe one. I'm loving the look of Wagga Blake. I think he's going to, against the Titans too, I've got a feeling that the Eels will really be up for this, just especially because Guth Arena got the Guth Arena from Philip Sammy. I think Gutho is going to want some revenge out there, and I think Wagga Blake will be the recipient of that. I think he'll score a try for sure. I'm really confident. I love Walsh. I just had a massive feeling about him all week. He was my first pick, actually. So I'm really glad you went with that one. And you've gone with Kotrick. Bit against the grain, against the Storm there. But
And that's the hard part. It's a quality defense, but it is a daytime game. It is out in Wagga, and we do, as we kind of lead into our a little bit of punting discussion, we have gone the Raiders with the first half start. So we think the Raiders can keep it closer than maybe some people expect. I don't think the Storm will get as easy a training run as they did last week against the Dogs. And I really like line. So +6.5. So the line for the full game is +12.5, +13.5, but basically take half of the full game line. But I like that as a way to bet an underdog even better, because we are seeing sometimes when fatigue really sets in, and momentum as well, that a game can be pretty close for 50, 60, even 70 minutes, and it can blow out. The Storm are very capable of that. So you just play the Raiders in the first half. Now, they've had some slow starts recently, but maybe that's where they put a little bit more focus on starting strong. And we've also played the Warriors this week in the first half against the Cowboys too, but that's a fascinating game Friday. It could go either way, but we side with the Warriors. And I think the difference in the game, as well as Sean Johnson, who seemed to add something coming back to the team, adding a bit of leadership and then some classy touches, is Walsh. And I love how active, how involved he's getting, how often he's touching the footy. And you can't go wrong with Blake. To me, the key is it's not even necessarily how well a winger is playing. It's what backline are they on the end of. And this Eels team is a well-oiled machine at the moment. So if we go into Saturday night, we've got 275. We just need Blake to score. We're going to be in an outstanding position. So that's that's pretty much it. Just to get us in under the minute, did I have any other punting? Another ugly duckling we are betting on, which I'll let people know as well, is we're taking the West Tigers with the big start on Sunday. We've got a couple of massive favourites. We've got Sharkies and Panthers, both nearly 20-point favourites. But we're actually going to take the Tigers. We think they can keep it a bit closer and a bit tighter. Timmy, 15 seconds. Bring us home.
All right. Well, I like where your head's at. Everyone who's doing well, keep up the good work. Enjoy it. Don't gloat too much. No one likes a gloater. Be humble about it. If you're not doing so well, keep your chin up and, as I said, it is a marathon. You'll keep on running. It's the only way to get to the end.
Hope we've put you in a winning mood.
That's our sign out.